Back in 2005, Saturday Night Live's relationship with the internet changed forever when one of its short skits landed online. It was a music video about two guys catching a matinee show of the Chronicles of Narnia film. In short, a lazy Sunday.
Roll up to the theater. Ticket buying, what we're handling.
You can call us Aaron Burr.
From the way we're dropping Hamilton.
I'm parked in our seats. Movie trivia's the illest.
With friends alum starred in films with Bruce Willis.
We answer so fast that we're scary.
Everyone stand in awe when we scream Matthew Perry.
The
quiet in the theater or it's gonna get tragic.
We're about to get taken to a dream world of magic.
It's the Chronic What Calls of Narnia.
Yes, the Chronic What Calls of Narnia.
SNL had mostly been appreciated via the airwaves, but it was now getting far more play on the web. Pulling in more than 7 million views, the mock rap Lazy Sunday was an immediate viral sensation on YouTube. And remember, this was back when YouTube didn't produce one of those every week. The song was written by SNL cast member Andy Samberg and SNL writers Akiva Schaffer and Yorma Taconi. They are the comedy trio known as The Lonely Island. Their songs and music videos since Lazy Sunday have earned them an Emmy Award and a Grammy nomination. Now they have a new album, Turtleneck and Chain, and the trio is in our New York bureau. Welcome, everybody.
Hi. How are you?
I'm putting my hands up in the studio is what's happening. When
loving that.
Raising the roof.
Raising the roof. whenever The Lonely Island releases a new song or a video or a sketch, I mean, the internet really overloads. But you started a lot earlier than Lazy Sunday, and you actually worked on a different coast. Andy Samberg, I'll start with you. Can you give us a brief history of The Lonely Island?
Sure thing. We are all friends from junior high and high school. We grew up in Berkeley, California. And when we all graduated from college, we decided to move to Los Angeles together and start trying to make comedy stuff. And we put up a website called thelonelyisland.com and started shooting videos and sort of went from there.
What do you think drew you to each other?
Well, we all have parents from New York. So we all sort of attribute our immediate kinship to sarcastic parents.
And we were all short and skinny and white.
Yeah, we're all the exact same level of attractiveness.
Ah, okay.
Mildly.
but were you like audio AV geeks?
I mean, Akiva certainly was.
What? I was like, we were more skateboarders, but Andy was just a jock.
Yeah, I played soccer. I couldn't skate for nothing.
He would pick on us.
A bully. Bully. Andy's
yeah. Andy. Yeah. I've got like 10 pounds on both these guys.
Still is. He still is.
I want to play a bit for everyone off your new recording. This is a little bit called Mama.
Even though I don't say it often enough, I appreciate everything you did for us. Never take it for granted because it ain't hard to see. The best parts of you are now a part of me. Oh, Mama.
And when it was cold outside, you kept us warm and held us down.
Hi, boys. Who wants to say?
Mom, get out! We're in the studio!
Just checking on my guy.
You're making a track, you idiot! Just leave!
Go!
You suck, Mom!
You're my one true love, my heart, my mom. Show them respect.
Tale as old as time.
Is it? Yes, absolutely. Is it a little autobiographical? I mean, you all put your songs together at home in high school, you know? What is it?
It's an anthem for all the jerky little kids out there who scream at their moms.
Yeah, but it's relatable for everybody. You love your mom, but you still want to scream at her every second because she's so embarrassing.
Yeah, we all love our mom so much, but we also all take them for granted.
Was it inspired at all by Wayne's World, that same conceit about being in the basement and they were doing a cable TV show and you guys are doing a, you know, recording?
I think everything we do is somewhat inspired by Wayne's World.
I think I saw that movie in the theaters like 5 times.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was a big one for us.
When you guys were growing up, who did you look up to comedically and musically?
Steve Martin, Monty Python.
Yes.
Mel Brooks. A little later on, it was more Sandler and
Farley and Jim Carrey and Mike Myers. And
sure. Mm-hmm. Not a Weird Al, though.
Oh, we love Weird Al.
Oh, my God.
I used to listen to the Dr. Demento show and, like, mm-hmm. record things on cassette tape.
Mm-hmm. We were also all big into Police Squad and the Naked Gun movies and all the Zucker Brothers stuff.
Absolutely.
Airplane, top
all the ridiculous sort of surreal, silly stuff.
Right.
Exactly.
My dad was a huge fan of, like, W.C. Fields and Fatty Arbuckle and all those kind of guys. But, like, you know,
Marx Brothers.
Jack Benny and that whole era. So I watched a lot of – we don't have TV, so – he would rent these 16 millimeter cameras for my birthday, and we would
projectors.
Projectors.
We definitely went through a Marx Brothers phase when we were living in L.A. a bunch of years ago, where we watched a bunch of old Marx Brothers movies and decided that every time we told a joke that we all three appreciated, we would shake each other's hands and go, very nice,
very nice, very nice. Congratulations.
So who was Groucho? Who was Chico?
I think it's very apparent. I'm definitely Chico.
Yeah, I'm definitely the silent one.
And I'm definitely the one with the gigantic fake-looking nose.
I want to play another song of your new album. This one's called Jack Sparrow. And in it, you've snagged Michael Bolton as a guest singer on a rather extravagant rap song. And what we're going to hear is your recording session. And apparently, Michael Bolton can't stop talking about having just watched the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. You three have become masters of the hilarious cameo. Natalie Portman, Justin Timberlake, John Waters, Nora Jones, Snoop Dogg, that's just a few. Is it ever hard to convince them to wrangle them in? And then is there any trick to getting them to be funny?
We just dangle Yorm as the carrot.
When I said that we were all equally attractive, I meant that I'm slightly more attractive.
He's got a charm that you can't really put your finger on. We just kind of like tell him to unbutton a few buttons on his shirt, go in there, and just give him hell.
I do it willingly.
When you are creating a song or a project, do you each have different roles or do they kind of blend in?
We kind of do everything, and each of us has our own kind of strengths as well.
I will say, in my opinion, all of our strongest songs have heavy influence from all three of us.
Yeah. Do you all find the same things funny?
Almost always.
Oh, yeah, almost.
And in general, if one person doesn't get it and it's like, I don't know why that you guys think that's so funny, they just need to leave the room and let the other two keep pushing forward with it rather than naysaying it till it, you know, slows down or anything.
Yeah.
That's our process.
There's no time in comedy for naysaying.
No. Andy, you did live stand-up, right?
I did, yes.
What was that like for you? I mean, you can't pre-produce anything.
I don't know. I loved it. I think part of me wanting to do stand-up was always having wanted to be in the cast of SNL, which I knew was a live performance kind of a thing as well.
I want to play another song of your new album, Turtleneck and Chain, and it's called Threw It on the Ground, and it's about an overly suspicious guy who's also just sort of dumb going through a day. Let's listen to it.
At the farmer's market with my so-called girlfriend, she hands me her cell phone, says it's my dad. Man, this ain't my dad, this is a cell phone. I threw it on the ground. What, you think I'm stupid? I'm not a part of your system. My dad's not a phone. Duh.
And needless to say, he throws a lot of things on the ground.
Very astute.
Right. Comedy really is sometimes reducing an idea to the absurd. What I love about you guys is you don't really take yourselves too seriously. You seem to be poking fun at yourselves for not being able to live up to the hype that's around you. I mean, am I reading too much into this here?
I think self-deprecation is a big part of our humor. Yeah. We always want to be self-deprecating. Like, I still occasionally die laughing just thinking that my name is Yorma. Somehow I think that's really funny.
Anyway, I really appreciated the fact that you could give us a PG-rated interview for the work that you guys do.
It was really difficult for us.
We do it for the kids.
Do it for the kids.
I like to think we're very family friendly.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not true, but he likes to think it.
Andy Samberg, Akiba Schaffer, and Yorma Taconi are the members of the comedy trio The Lonely Island. Their new album, Turtleneck and Chain, is out May 10th, and they joined us from our New York Bureau. Gentlemen, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you can go to npr.org to see the video for Lazy Sunday and to listen to one of the Lonely Island's new songs. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.
lazy Sunday, wake up in the late afternoon. Call Parnell just to see how he's doing.
Hello,
what up, Pons?
Yo, Sandberg, what's cracking?
You thinking what I'm thinking?
Nadia!
Man, it's happening.
But first, my hunger pangs are sticking like duct tape.
Let's hit up Magnolia and Mac on some cupcakes.
No doubt that bakery's got all the bomb frosting.
I love those cupcakes like McAdams loves Gosling.
Two.
No, six.
No, 12.
Baker's dozen. I told you that I'm crazy for these cupcakes, cousin.
Yo,